This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. A judge has denied a motion to punish the El Paso County Sheriff's Office for allegedly leaking information to the press about the accused Club Q shooter's criminal history. KRCC's Abigail Beckman has more.
Attorneys for Anderson Aldrich argued an article by the Associated Press was evidence enough to prove law enforcement leaked information from sealed court documents. The AP published its article 2 days before records about a 2021 arrest were unsealed, showing 5 felony charges, including one for allegedly making a bomb threat. All charges related to the incident were dismissed, so as is Colorado law, the records were considered non-existent. The judge said that while it was clear a leak happened, there was no proof it came from the sheriff's office. Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
In their first day back at the state capitol Monday, Colorado lawmakers made a symbolic gesture that could point to some real changes in how they tackle the housing issue. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
On Monday, lawmakers renamed one legislative committee in the House and another in the Senate to include housing in their titles. The change is part of a larger move by Democrats to make housing affordability and development rules a key topic in the new session. House Speaker Julie McCluskey.
Housing is a statewide concern, which is why this year we will pass policies to remove the unnecessary barriers that have made it more challenging and difficult to address our critical housing shortage.
Local governments worry this means the legislature could intervene in how cities and towns set development policies. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Come to CPR.org to find the latest updates on both of these stories and much more going on around the state. Right now, it is 106, and coming up, we're listening to Here and Now.